But you're going to love it. Hang on here.
We just did a bunch of marketing stuff recently with, like, some golf courses that had some openings as well. So we've been putting some money into it. Like, we just paid, so haven't got the product out yet for those. But hopefully that's going to help generate some business, too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the more people that see it, the better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's John to apply that rate reduction. Hang on here.
All right. Thank you for holding. Is this Marissa?
Yes.
Hi, Marissa. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. I mean, Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah. Got 2 days in front of me to hang with my babies. I miss those guys.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I got two little boys, and they're just, they love dad.
Oh, what ages?
They're 5 and 2.
Oh, hey, me too. 5 and a half and almost 2.
Yeah, almost 2 and a half. The other one, he'll be 2 and a half on the 28th. And then I'm about to turn 31 here next Wednesday, so I'm excited.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like Superman for them. By the time I get home, my wife's just like miserable, and then they just jump all over me.
Oh, yeah. Perfect time. Yep.
Right.
You know that.
Yeah, so it's like work all day, then kids at night, then repeat. So.
Yep.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She actually has two little boys herself, too. But she asked me to jump on the line to go over the pricing with you and any details regarding this new in business credit. But did you have any questions like about the listing or how any of it works?
I think it's self-explanatory for the most part, but as far as like which position is it, like I guess it depends on which services. How do I know like
that's the most important question. Yeah, because there's different types of placement on the first page. Google, and a lot of people don't specify. A lot of companies, they just kind of, we'll put you up there, but it's like local SEO, so you're like down at the bottom, you know. Our company, we're a premier Google partner, so we do the Google Places placements. Those are the three people that show up next to the map there if you type in landscaping. Okay. So we have one spot available that falls within the business category. So it's basically hardscaping and excavation, but, you know, landscaping, retaining walls, they all kind of fall within that same category. You guys are on the qualified candidates list for the placement, so I'm assuming they did their research on you before putting you on there. But basically, when a spot opens up, they just give us a list of who they feel qualifies, and then my reps like Tara will call out on it until we fill the spot. So that's the major benefit to you in this is that we have a listing open because usually if there's already three companies there that are soliciting that space, then we can't have a conversation like this. That's really the key. But Tara told me that you were doing Home Advisor already.
Yeah, we are. We've got the Angie leads and a bunch of the different things. We've just been putting some money into marketing just recently. We just got on couple of golf course deals and stuff too within the last couple of days.
Yeah, that's a good way to find consistent work. If you can nail down some contracts with the golf courses, and you guys are golden.
Yeah, they did the same thing. They called us, and so we got on a billboard for that. That just got designed, and then we're going to be on the scorecards at two other ones. So
yeah,
we'll see if that works.
Usually, the guys with the money to pay you guys are going to be on the golf course during the
day. Right. And they're too lazy to do their own stuff.
100%. I try to get out there whenever I can. You know, I got some buddies that started up some big companies. We started out doing their marketing for them, but they do like basically the modern day cigarette money, unfortunately. They do really well. They sell like vapes and all kinds of different things, like all the gas stations all over the country and stuff. He made a bunch of money. He's just every day. It's so annoying to see, though. He's like always golfing. I'm like, oh, I'm in the office, and you're just out there having a good time. So the reason I asked about Home Advisor, though, just to kind of bring you back to that, you can see where my mind is at. Home Advisor by Angie's, I know it's identified as Angie's, they're owned by the same company. They invest about $8 million a month into Google advertising. They do local SEO all over the United States. So when they get a lead in your area, they're just reselling you a lead that they got off of Google. But the lead will go to three or four people. It doesn't just go to you.
Okay. Yeah.
And they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. With them selling it, it's going to hinder you guys getting the job, right? If one of those guys comes in there and undercuts you on the price or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So what my customers have found is that, you know, if we list you independently, you don't need services like that. You know, now customers can call you directly without you having to pay per lead or deal with the saturation of those leads going to a few other people.
Yeah.
Right. So ultimately, it ends up saving them money and generating a higher return on investment for them, just because more people call off the first page of Google than actually go to Home Advisor and then wait for four or five other people to call them and quote them, you know?
Right, for sure.
So as far as, like, the pricing structure on this, so I know that's going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah.
here, let me show you. I think it should be I should be able to get it to be cheaper. It really just depends on the amount of leads that you guys are buying from that system. Would you say you buy like two or three leads a week from Angie's?
So, I mean, right now, basically what we are saying is we just got licensed at the end of February this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a spur of the moment thing we've been talking about for a while, and we found a machine and then we just went for it.
Nice.
But so my husband is the main owner. I'm just kind of like doing the books and all the chick stuff, you know, the office-y stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's doing all the work himself and will sometimes like, you know, hire somebody to help him with a bigger job or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still working full time through his like long-term company. And then as this one grows, we're going to switch over. So we've been pretty busy, like most weekends throughout spring, summer have been full, almost everything. And then, it kind of took a little lull and now we're starting to pick back up again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been like kind of a consistent pace, but not enough to switch over to full time yet. So what I've done with the Angie leads so far is just we bought a deal for them. They were doing some like promotional things. So we paid up front a bigger amount, but now we don't have to pay an annual membership, so we have like
right.
a lifetime membership, and we can
oh,
turn
nice.
It on and off for the leads whenever. So we actually have our leads turned off right now.
Okay.
So that, and they're basically just banked up. We have like a credit that we can turn on when we need, you know, we're like looking for work, then we can turn that on. But right now, as we're kind of self-sustaining, we're just keeping that off for the moment.
Beautiful. Yeah. So that's an advantage that you don't necessarily have with the Google listing. The Google listing will 100% get you to the point of being able to do this full time.
Yeah.
But that happens by us just having you up there consistently, people consistently seeing
right.
your name, and then that pipeline just kind of building up.
People generally go to Google first, you know, so like that's obviously going to be the biggest.
100%.
If they're searching for something, that's where they're going to find you.
Yeah, and
definitely
because
the biggest probably marketing play.
right. And because it's so organic, though, in the sense of, like, the people are actually doing the search and then they're calling you, we don't stagger out the leads in the sense of,
sure.
oh, I could turn it on, turn it off. It's like, hey, we have you up
yeah.
there. They have your number. They call you. It's, you know, we don't actually get in there to be, like, cut them off, right? Because they're never actually
right.
communicating with us. We're just putting you up there saying you're top recommended. So it's kind of like a open the floodgate situation. But the beauty of it is that you can cherry pick the jobs. You don't just have to go out to every single person that contacts you guys. So you probably get
yeah.
a lot more calls. You're not going to be able to shut it off because you're booked. They're probably going to still keep calling you, but you know, you
yeah,
can always schedule
yeah.
them when you're available or, you know, cherry
exactly.
pick what you do and don't want to take. They have other options or they could always go to Home
Advisor. Yeah. Well, and we kind of have a different, we have a different thought too. Like, we are trying to kind of get my husband, he was in a union, so we were trying to get him through the end of this year. Mm-hmm. And then pretty much any point at the end of December forward, he'll have that vesting period, so we'll be able to claim whatever, and then he can kind of do like a transitional period where he can kind of not go into work as much and then quit whenever that happens. So we were kind of just like making sure he stays full time at his normal job through the end of this year so he can claim that benefit, and then
right.
pretty after that, whenever it happens, it happens.
Sounds like a good exit strategy, you know?
Right.
I feel like this will play a big role as far as, like, developing that pipeline of business, though. So that way when he does leave,
yeah, for sure,
you know, you're not wondering where your customers are coming from, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of that's just credibility factors. It's one thing to show up, but then you want to have, like, proof of license and insurance up there. You want to have you know, your site up there. You want to have your reviews up there. So, you know, the hope would be if you guys come on board with us today, by January of 2024, you already have some reviews built up, you know, your brand name, you already have a pipeline developed. So that would be the game.
Yeah. And we do, I mean, we have the website, we have our licenses, we have everything.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting to get more, we're trying to build up that before and after photo bank of photos. We've got some reviews, they're just kind of spread out between, you know, Facebook, Google, Angeles, whatever, trying to get some more onto Google.
Yeah, you guys are doing great. To be 8 months in, and we haven't even had a listing available in this area for the last 12 months, so to be 8 months in and then getting a call like this, you guys are moving in the right direction. I mean, if you wouldn't have done all the things that you've done already, then you wouldn't be on our radar.
Yeah. I know. Within the last, like, week or so, we've been contacted about all sorts of different marketing things. It's like, okay, well, somebody's finding us somehow.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually a good sign, you know? Some guys, they'll be super irritated. They're like, oh, I keep getting calls about advertising and marketing, and I'm like, that's good thing. That's not a bad thing. If nobody's calling you for jobs or for marketing, then you're in the dark. There's no money going to be made that way, you know?
So. Yeah.
So I did send you a link to the pricing page just so you can kind of see everything. What Tara's asked me to do for you guys, if you wanted to come on board with us today, I could put you on the Platinum Package Bundle. It's advertised at $5.99 with the $2.99 setup fee, but what she's saying is, you know, apply the new in business credit. It'll drop your monthly down to just $2.99, so it's about half of what it normally costs. And then I would even be willing to waive the setup fee now that we've kind of talked about him working full-time, you already having your own website, you guys already invested in Home Advisor. You know, last thing I want to do is add to your overhead. My goal really is to kind of get it as low as possible, get your foot in the door, start generating the leads from these other platforms, getting all the branding going, and then, you know, ultimately win over you and your husband for the marketing long-term strategy with Home Advisor, right? And then obviously, you know, continue to grow you guys into having it be a full-time thing. I think with this package, because it's not just the first page placement on Google, you're on the first page of Bing, you have Yelp, you have Yellow Pages, you have Facebook ads in there where we're running like a biweekly ad on Facebook. Basically, we have various different avenues of generating leads. I think that'll be able to easily outperform anything that you guys have been getting from Home Advisor, while also being self-sustaining, right? The kind of work that he does, I mean, even if he's just squeezing in one or two jobs on the weekend each month, should offset the cost of the program for months and months on end for each job, if we're targeting the larger ones, right? So that's kind of my mindset on it. What do you think?
Okay, I just pulled up the link, so I'm just kind of looking at these prices here. Okay, so you were looking at Pro Premier? No, which one?
No,
Platinum?
No,
which one
was not Platinum Premier, just regular Platinum. So keep going down.
Regular.
And you'll see Essential Pro and then Platinum.
Okay.
Six packages.
Yeah, basic Platinum. Okay. So it's $4.99 a month?
No, the Platinum's normally $5.99.
Oh.
Got to keep going. That one's the Pro.
Is the pricing at the bottom? Oh, I see.
I was looking
at the pricing at the top of it. Got it. Okay.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, so it's normally $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. Yeah, it's the most popular, especially for a newer business starting out. But a lot of the pricing has to do with, like, building the site, hosting the site. You already have a site, so that helped me a lot. And then the new in business credit, too. So for you guys, instead of you paying $8.98 the first month and then $5.99 each month moving forward, it'll just be $2.99 out the door. You'll have all the content, or I should say you have access to all of the content. So even if, like, let's say you fell out with your website provider and you didn't want to go with that website anymore, worst case scenario, you still have access to that site. Like, we could develop a custom website design for you, Okay, and that's no extra charge. So you're still entitled to everything in that Platinum bundle. But again, the reason I think this is the best package is because it's covering all your bases online. So you don't have to worry about like, oh, I got a call today from Meta Marketing or Facebook Marketing, right? I got a call today from Yelp. I got a call, you know, it's all under one roof. It's all handled.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go like, oh, I have a Facebook guy, I have this, I have that. I would love to have had the website also built by us and in-house, because then if there is a change that Google says needs to be made to the site, we don't have to go through like relaying that information to each other and then you going in and fixing it. But I also
just did the website myself.
I didn't look at it. Here, let me pull it up.
Yeah.
But I want it to make money. You know, if you've already invested time and resources into this, you know, then we definitely want to. Yeah, this is good. You did this yourself?
Yeah.
I've seen way worse.
My degree is in human computer interaction, so it was like I know how to code a little bit and do some stuff. I did use a template though, but and this one wasn't like a website builder, so this was
about this.
All the things.
Okay.
I work in IT.
I don't have to convince you then. Google is the best form of marketing and advertising for the last 15
plus
years.
It's not the convincing. It's the money investment when we're still new.
Right. It's got to make sense, you know? So I always think from a return perspective of like 10 to 1.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah.
So if you're going to spend $299, it's like how many jobs are you guys going to have to take on or do in order for you to make like $3,000? And then it's also like a part-time thing for him. So it's like if it's a part-time thing, you know, then he's only working, what, like 8 days on this maybe a month?
Yeah.
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 So it's like, is he going to be able to squeeze out $3,000 of work over 8 days? I definitely think so. I mean,
most of the jobs that we do are over $1,000 and you know, for a single job, and some of them are like, you know, as much as 5 or 15 or whatever. So, I mean, we've done eco block walls and stuff. So like those ones are going to be bigger.
Sounds like you'll just be prospecting during the week and then kind of like booking up for the weekend is what it sounds like.
Exactly. That's where we're at until the weekends are so full for a while that we need to start doing them during the week.
That's a good problem to have.
But I'm looking at between, like for now, I'm wondering, is it something that you're able to upgrade plans as you go, or are you kind of locked into that plan?
Well, there wouldn't really be anywhere to upgrade from the Platinum unless you did a Platinum Premier, which has, like, Google Ads, too. And the only way I would recommend jumping into Premier would be to, like, do or if you want to cover more than, like, 50-mile radius.
Yeah. No, I was thinking more, like, if for now, since we're still kind of getting our feet wet and whatever, doing, like, one of the cheaper ones. What is it? Google Place. What's it use? Hold on, I'm looking at the differences in what these things are.
Yeah, well, you'll notice what I did is, like, I basically put the essential price, like our lowest package pricing structure, and then I took all, just to get you the Google Places placement and SEO content creation, all the other bells and whistles I've waived fees on. That's pretty much what that is.
But it was still going to be $4.99, right?
No, it was a $5.99 package. I dropped to $2.99.
Oh, you dropped it to $2.99.
Yes. $10 a day.
I thought you were saying that you were waiving the $2.99 and it was still going to cost $5.99.
No. So
Sorry, I misunderstood that.
Yeah. There's two different price adjustments. Yeah, I waived the setup fee and then I cut the price in half. So it's just $2.99 and then there's no other charges. There's no other like lead fees, click fees, call fees that pop up on you guys. It's just a one-time payment each month.
Okay, so it's basically the Platinum package for $2.99 is what we're looking at. That's what
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Month by month. So we're just going 30 days at a time. And then there's an in-depth tracking system that comes in the form of an app, which will help you a lot if you're like dealing with the phone. So if you guys are missing calls, it'll actually like pipeline them. So you could still go back in there and like return the call, and you'll know it's actually somebody who was searching on Google, called you off of Google. You could also request reviews. Like, let's say he's done with work, he's like, hey, I just wrapped this job up. Okay, you go plug their number into the tracking system, and it sends them a live link to your Google business profile asking them to write a review. Makes it super convenient. Mm-hmm. It helps us kind of build up your reviews. And then also you could just kind of see, like, how the other things are performing and get a good evaluation on what your return on investment is.
Got it. Okay. So when do I need to make a decision? Is it one of those you got to make it now, or am I able to call him and talk to him? Or
well, I'm not going to tell you you can't talk to your husband now or your other half. But usually when these spots open up, they just call out on them. So, like, it's for me, it's like, I don't know who I'm going to talk to. Tara and them are downstairs. It's kind of just like a call center. And then
I see, okay.
A dialer. And so the only fair way to do it is just first come, first serve. Because there's a bunch of you guys enough. And there's only, you know, one spot. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you said it's month by month, right? So I feel like maybe we'll try it at least for a month, and if we change our minds, it's only 1 month down. So
you'll love it. I'm telling you, if you could pair it with Home Advisor side by side, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's a no-brainer. There's a reason they put you on this list.
Okay. All right. So then what do we need to do?
So I'm going to create your Google business profile. The beauty of this is you only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, and then you're on Google and you're verified, even if you leave us later. So Google's going to send a post.
We did that.
It's not completed. It doesn't say you have advanced verification. There's like this form that you got to fill out and send in with pictures, license, insurance, all that good stuff. It looks like you requested your PIN, like the 6103 49th Street Northwest.
Okay.
Did you ever get that? It says Google. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it.
Hang on, I'm going to.
I'm like, do you have it? Open if you have it with computer. You, that'll definitely make things quick. Oh, it comes in the actual mail, Marissa.
Oh, no, I didn't get that.
Yeah, no, it's an actual, like, physical postcard that comes in the mail. It says Google on it in, like, big colorful letters, and it'll have your business name and a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we get from you.
Oh, no, I don't think I have that.
Yeah, that's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. But
I can hide your street address. Yeah, I don't know that I want the street address because we're just, you know, like, we're using our home address.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's not the only business that does that. So we just hide the street address, and then the city, state, and zip will still be present, but we deactivate the turn-by-turn directions, and then your PIN's going to be so vague they won't actually be able to, like, zoom in and actually identify your residence. Yeah, so I'll hide it for you. But I do need you to receive that postcard and relay that 5-digit number off the back to do the verification.
Okay.
So is that 6103 49th Street Northwest accurate still?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Update. All right. And then you can only have one phone number up there as the primary line of contact for the business. Did you want to use this line that we're on?
I think using the 206-227-5662 because that's the one that we have on the website and everything, my husband's phone.
Oh, here, let me see here. Contact. Oh, yeah, it's right here at the top, too. Okay.
Yeah, it's like part of the logo.
Well, yeah, Google actually wants that to match up with what's on the site, so I should have caught that myself because it causes a discrepancy if it's not all the same. They want name, address, and phone numbers on the website to match up with what's submitted to Google and what's being displayed on the page. But I'll save this 253-370 as like the cell phone just in case I need to get a hold of you, like the business line's busy and call you. All right, let me update
it. Sounds good.
And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
Yeah, that was the one that I didn't know what to stick on there because we're doing like the weekend thing. I mean, he's available to take calls throughout. It's just that we're not scheduling. So I didn't know how to.
Well, I can leave
it. I didn't really know
if
I wanted to like advertise people that we're only doing weekends was the other problem. You know what
Yeah. I was going to say I could leave it as like open availability. And just, so that way it's just like not really displaying hours.
Okay.
It'll just say you're open all the time without a closed icon and then let you hash it out with them when they call in, you know.
Okay. That sounds
good.
Figure
out what works.
Hang on one second. My husband just got home. 1 second. I'm just going to call.
Okay.
back.
Okay. And then I'm going to actually add him to the profile too. I'm going to send you, I'm also going to text you my direct number and extension. If you could share that with him. Also, it would be nice if he's available for like the client interview. The client interview is where we go over like all the services that you guys offer, the service area that he covers, and then the customization of the Google Business profile. And we just want to make sure that you guys aren't getting calls from something that he might not do or might not want to do or focus on.
Okay.
That'd be a good idea. It'll go over like service area, services, and then the Google Business profile itself. So that's my direct number. What's your last name, Marissa?
Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S.
Okay, and he's got the same last name?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's his first name?
Matt.
Matt.
M-A-T-T.
Okay, Matt Nichols. Okay, and then is there a separate phone number for him, or is it just usually the business line is his primary phone?
It's his primary, the 5662.
Okay, I gotcha. 227. So he has full access to everything. If he wants to make changes, adjust the hours, adjust anything on any of the business profiles.
Mm-hmm.
Update. Okay. Let me approve. Okay. And then what's the business email address where I could send everything in writing and then the invoice receipt so you guys can write this off?
That'd be harbordirtworks@gmail.com.
Harbordirtworks. With an X.
And it's got the X. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. You guys are already a Gmail user. Make it easy. Easy transition. Okay. And then you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay. And then just to confirm, too, like, again, I don't think it's a bad website at all, but I have to ask, like, do you want us to just have this website attached to the listing, or did you guys want to capitalize on the custom website design?
I mean, is that an extra fee?
It is not. No, that's part of the platinum package.
Oh, it's part of it?
Yeah, it's part
of
it.
I mean, I guess if it's part of that and we're paying for it, might as well take advantage, I guess.
Well, you're not paying for it, but it is part of it. I'm not charging you for it. So I just want to make sure the site, you know, is up to what you were anticipating when you started building it. If you're comfortable with how it is,
okay. We
could display it. I know you put a lot of work into it. Like I said, I don't think it looks bad. But, you know, if you want to do the updated site, you know, we want to have you on a level playing field with the competition.
Yeah, I guess the question would be, like, if we ended up, like, you know, quitting the monthly thing or whatever, would I still have access to that site and be able to make changes, or would that
go away? So that's another thing, too, is, like, if we build it on your domain, you still own your domain when we part ways. Mm-hmm. So there's no issues with that.
Yeah.
If we buy a new domain, there's no charge for it, but if you leave and you want to keep the domain, it's $99.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would want it on my domain because I bought the domain to keep it. Harbor.
Yeah. Yeah, if you already own the domain, then what they'll do is they'll ask you for access to the domain, and then they'll go in there and build the custom website design.
Gotcha. Okay.
You still keep ownership of it. They're not. That's never going to change.
Okay. Yeah, because I just did it through
Wix.
Who was it? Wix? Yeah, it was through Wix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says on the bottom, createwithwix.com. I love Wix because you don't really have to code. You could just kind of go in there and plug and play with it. Yeah, that's fun when you're
first
starting out.
But it's also annoying because I know enough that I know that I should be able to do different things, and it's not letting me, and it's annoying.
Yeah, it kind of limits the flexibility on that. But we have graphic designers in-house. That's what I was saying. The custom website design. If you tell them, hey, this is what I was struggling with, this is what I want, and they'll be able to get it going.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that would be helpful. I mean, as long as it's been so long since I've, like, had, like, I remember in school we'd have the different boxes to be able to upload the files to the website and stuff, so I could do my own, but I don't have all that loaded anymore, so I wouldn't be able to make the changes is the only thing.
Oh, yeah, easy fix. Yeah, once they get access to it, they can go in there, and then they'll pick your brain on exactly how you want it. Any photo, well, actually, I'm going to have to send you this email. You would have to send in that logo to us and any photos that are on there just so that we can prove that we got permission to use those. Yeah, and just
Makes
have
sense.
Them on there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if it's included with that already, I might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's not a penny more. So that's what I was saying. Like, let us get it going. That way, even if you guys leave us, you know, 6 months or a year from now or whatever, I don't think you will, but just hypothetically, you know, you still have all these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just you won't see yourself on the first page anymore, but at least you're, you know, fully credible for somebody that just wants to look you up.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So business profile created. Okay, and then this client interview. Client interview would have to be on Monday. What's a good time on Monday where we could do that?
Do you work Monday? Hold on, I'm looking up. Do you work? You don't know if you work Monday. How long is the interview?
Typically, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. It's set questions, but they ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions.
7-8. Do you want to? Like 8 o'clock?
8 a.m.?
In the morning?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that works. We're down here in Orange County, so we're on the same time zone as you guys.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll go 8 to 9. We usually work 7 to 4. But we have 24/7 customer service available to you guys. So I'll schedule you between 8 and 9. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the Gmail, and then I'll also text you. I'm going to set up an automated message. It's going to be at 7 a.m. Is that okay? Is that too early for you guys on Monday?
He's always up.
Me too. I think it's having the kids and everything at work, just, you know. I get up super early,
even when I
know. I lie to myself every Friday night. I'm like, I'm going to sleep tomorrow. And then no alarm goes off, and I'm still up. Yeah.
Yep, that's him.
Yeah. My youngest is hopping in the bed all the time. That's the problem right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, basically, we bought a whole new crib for him for nothing when he was first born because he just, like, he did the bassinet, and then he went straight from bassinet to bed because of my wife, and so he hasn't adjusted out of that. So basically, the crib was useless. Now he's at the point where he can get like a little bed, and I want to have him and his brother share a room, but I don't know when that's going to happen. We haven't even started potty training or anything yet. So.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah. Okay, so 8 to 9. Okay, got client interview squared away. And then profile done. Okay, let me just adjust the billing on this. So this is going to be Platinum Package Bundle, include the custom website design, waive the fees. This is an upgraded site, by the way. It's not the regular optimized landing page that comes with it. So this one's a little more fancy. Unlimited pages, whatever you want to do with it on that Wix platform. And then,
what are you looking at?
Should I waive the setup fee? Oh, yeah, new in business grad. Okay. Okay, and then we're going to lock you in. Okay, so this discount's indefinite. It's not going to ever go back or change. I think I already told you that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like an introductory $299 for platinum. We're going to send in your service agreement that's just $299 for platinum indefinitely. So as long as you guys choose to remain with us. Okay, sure get you into the green. We'll get them going full-time here. All right. Okay, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment, Marissa, how did you want to do that?
I've got a covered hand.
Okay. And Matt's there with you?
Yeah, he's here. Yes, today.
Hi, Matt. I don't know if you can hear me. Hey, bud, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension to your phone. If you have any, like, questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you want to change something, or, like, any of the jobs that are coming in from the placements, if you're just like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, or, hey, I want to focus more on this kind of job opportunity, please let me know so we could swap out your keywords. You know, I know you're the boots on the ground, so I'm going to need your feedback, even though a lot of the communication will be with Marissa. There's going to be times where I'm going to need your voice, okay, and know what's going on out there so that way we can make sure we're not bugging you guys with wrong opportunities or wasting your time or the end user's time.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Okay, I have the card when you're ready.
Okay, give me 1 second, though. I'm going to send Matt my number.
What's your thesis?
All right. Boom. Okay, I hope that's the right one. Oh, no, no. So 5662, it goes to you, right, Matt?
Yeah, 5662.
Okay, sorry. I just retexted it to you, Marissa.
Oh, I just said that. Yeah, I copied that text to him, though, so he has it.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, I just wanted to introduce myself and let him know I'm here. You know, that way, if he needs to communicate with me directly, he's comfortable and knows who he's talking to. All right. Okay, I'm ready for you. Oh wait, how does the name appear on the card? Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both. It has my name and the business name on it.
Okay, and it says LLC on the card too.
Yeah, Harbor Dirt Works LLC.
Okay, got to make sure that matches up. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I'm ready for you.
4733.
4733. Six, seven, yep, 6710. 6710. 0035.
0035. 1498. 1498.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year? 3/27. 3/27, and then 3-digit code on the back.
947.
Okay, and there is a security question on the profile. This would be good to share with Matt as well, in case you guys are contacted by one of our representatives and you want to verify the identity or their affiliation with us, or vice versa, if one of you guys calls in and we want to verify it's you. So you have three options for the security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Money Monday. Well, it's going to be...
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was the mother's maiden name?
Reindel, R-E-I-N-D-E-L.
R-E-I-N-D-E-L.
It's Janae's last name. My cousin's last name.
I'm like, they won't be bugging you too much, but you got to remember that one, Matt.
He doesn't barely even call anything. This is...
I forgot what I had for breakfast.
Well, mostly it'll probably be you verifying it, and we're bugging you. You're like, okay, well, who are you? Like, okay, but
my cousin's last name.
Yeah, well, the way we have it set up, so most of our communication will go through Marissa's number. Like, we have her as the cell phone, but you would be the one getting the calls from the actual, like, customers with the way it's set up, as your number being the business line of contact. So
yep.
I'm sure that's a call you'll welcome, though, Matt. I mean,
except for as he's drilling and working on a machine.
Yeah, well, that's why that tracking system comes into play that I was telling you. So if he is missing calls because he's, like, wrapped up on either the day job or work with this on the weekend, then you could still go into that pipeline and it'll save their information so you can give them a ring back and try to revive them for him if need be. Usually the live calls have the highest conversion, but so they try to say, try to get them when they call in, but, you know, callbacks work too. Update.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So before I can process this, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification. This is about a 60-second recording. It's just going to reiterate the service agreement, and then I'm going to send this to you in writing. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or if you don't agree with, Marissa, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Harbor Dirt Works.
Thank you. And the business will be listed as an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Marissa Nichols, manager.
Okay, that works. And then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Marissa, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. So it says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours for the reasonable period of time in quotations. So I think that's more so for us. Obviously, if you guys are missing calls from your clients, we're not going to ride you hard about it, but obviously, you don't want to miss calls from your clients. That's the whole reason you're doing this.
Yeah.
But if we're having trouble getting a hold of you, I have no shame. I will blow you both up, okay? I don't care. Especially if it's something urgent, like we need for the verification process, I will call you like 10 times. I don't care. Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. I already know what you're currently doing. Shouldn't need anything else after this because it's a platinum bundle, but if you're considering anything else, just let me know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings.
Yeah. Okay.
And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first start your Google Business Profile, but it is month to month. You're not buying it to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 6th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. Now, it does state here, when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the sixth day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. So it's an indefinite discount. Now, it says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees, no penalties of any kind if you do decide to discontinue our services. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And that's it. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Whew, super wordy. Okay, so you should have a welcome text message already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
So there's a link in there, Marissa. It'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. Did I spell your name correctly?
One S.
Jeez, okay. Don't sign that. I don't know how I didn't even think of that until right now. Let me update this. I'm sorry. I'll resend you a fresh one.
It's so weird. Okay.
I don't know why. I just assume. You shouldn't assume. I actually get that all the time because my name has an H in it and people just think it's J-O-N. And so I'm like, no.
Oh, I feel like J-O-H-N is the more normal spelling.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's how I know if your family's a Christian family or not. You know what I mean? If it's like, okay, if you're familiar with the biblical spelling, like Matt's probably M-A-T-T-H-E-W, right, in the Bible, and it's traditional.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If people spell it with one T, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting fancy. Not traditional. Right. All right, where's this initial invoice? I'm just going to resend it to you with the name fixed. There it is. Boom. Okay. So you're going to get a second message. It's going to look exactly the same as the first one, except for your name will be spelled correctly in that one.
All right.
Oh, crud. Maybe not because of the billing. Jesus Christ.
Okay. No, it did not.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Okay. Are you supposed to double check in the client interview? I'm beating myself up. Okay, there we go. Got it. That one for sure. Okay, and then there's another form. This one didn't come through yet either. I'm going to manually send this one. And this is for your Google verification. You only have to do your Google verification once. So, again, the postcard's coming in the mail, but this form is going to ask you for, like, pictures of, like, license, insurance, work vehicle, license plate. If Matt wants to, like, cover the numbers on the license plate, you guys can cover it. But it's a pretty easy form to fill out. It has, like, little links where you can, like, upload file and then just kind of take pictures of each one of these things. This profile or this form will get submitted directly to Google, so it's not going to be out there for the general public. It's literally just for Google to verify your listing, and then they'll put you, or they'll put a little badge on your Google business profile, and it lets customers know that you guys are legit. You know, they looked into you, all the paperwork's there. You
okay.
can just hire them on the spot, you know.
Okay.
All right, and then that's it. So pretty much just sign off on that.
Hang on. I just clicked. What has this happened?
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
Did it go username and password?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That means you submitted it. So there's a hard copy in your email in case you ever want to reference that. So you're good on that portion. Let me just refresh and make sure I got it. Yeah, we got it here. The username and password is going to be sent to you at the end of your client interview on Monday. They're going to send you a YouTube video, a link to the downloadable app, and then a temporary login, and you could change the login to whatever you like once you get in it.
Okay.
All right. And then I think that's it. So that concludes the initial setup. A couple things I want you to keep in mind. This will be your checklist, okay, Marissa? So,
okay.
Client interview on Monday between 8 and 9 Pacific Standard. Okay, I'll text you at 7. PIN verification.
Okay.
Usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get the PIN verification letter in the mail. So it's Friday. I'm thinking Friday next week. When you get that, there is a 5-digit number on the back of it that I need. Okay, so make sure you could text that.
Yeah.
You could call in with it. You could always text me at that 877 line as well. You guys have my direct number and extension. But don't waste any time on getting that in. Don't give the kids a chance to rip it up, throw it in the trash or anything. I've had it happen before.
Yeah.
it just looks colorful, and they're like, okay. So there's that. And then obviously fill out this form for advanced verification where it says pictures needed for Google verification. You should have that there in your text messages.
Okay.
Okay. And then that's it for the 3-point checklist. Okay, so client interview, PIN verification, and then fill out your form for Google verification. Okay, we already have your subscription terms. Now, if you feel like you're missing anything, you need help, right, or overwhelmed, there is a 24/7 customer service. So I won't be here over the weekend, but if you call in and you dial extension 1, there's always a representative available to you guys to help.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm kind of your, like, direct approach guy. So I'm like your account lead. If you want something done quick, you are Matt. Don't hesitate to call. I'll basically be here to walk you guys through it just to make sure it's working. So I'll kind of be bugging you a little bit in the first week or two. And then once I see it's up and running and you guys got the clients going, you got a hang of it, some reviews are coming in, I'll back off and just let you guys do your thing from there.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. Enjoy your weekend, okay? Try to get those forms in. Don't stress about it. If you're missing anything, obviously we'll address it during the client interview on Monday. Worst case scenario, I could always get Google on the line and we can just verify it over the phone. But enjoy your weekend, and then I'll circle back with you guys 8 a.m. on Monday, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, you're very welcome. Bye, Matt. Nice to meet you.
Yep, later.
All right, see you later.
Hey.